Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Portia. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Patricia Clark, and I have received like a bill like pending on my bank account, and I'm trying to find out what it was for.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to take a look here and see exactly which product you have. Can you verify your zip code?
48062.
Thank you. Give me just a moment. And your first and last name?
Patricia Clark.
Thank you, Patricia. Can you verify your shipping address, please?
It's 80740 Omo Road. It's Richmond, Michigan.
Okay. So taking a look here at your account, Ms. Patricia, it looks like you purchased iFocus Watch on 5/11 for $597, as well as the warranty for $18.94. We give you 14 days to try out our watch, which is a great fitness watch to help you stay in shape and get those results and keep up with those results that you need. We give you 14 days to try that. If you don't call us within 14 days, you're billed the full price of that watch.
Okay. Now, I had another charge for, was this one for like $69?
Let's see. So it looks like you ordered two watches in a warranty. So you have one charge for $69.97, and then you have another charge for $64.97 for both of those watches.
Okay. Nope, I didn't order two watches, and I've only received one.
Okay. Just a moment. Let's see. All right, give me just a moment. All right, Ms. Patricia, so taking a look here, it looks like those 14 days did. So what we could do is get you a 35% refund off of both of those charges.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not sure, because I had two different phone numbers to call, and both phone numbers now have told me that it was for the watch. That's why I was trying to figure out what it was for, because I thought it was for something else, and when I called on the last one, she told me what it was, and I thought, well, okay, that was fine with that one, but I, like I said, I only had the one, and how would they go about doing that?
Okay, give me just a moment. So you already talked to someone about one watch already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because one of them was like $64.99 and the other one was
$69.97. Okay. So, yes, ma'am, I have a charge of $64.97 and $69.97.
Right. Yeah, and like I said, I only received one of the one watch that was all I had ordered.
Okay. All right. So what I could do is I'll go ahead to see what we can do for you. What we could do is I could let me see, I'm going to check the shipping before, just a second, and see shipping. All right, I need to consult with my upper management for one moment, Ms. Patricia. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Nope, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Miss Patricia, I do apologize. I did take a look here. All right, I did speak with my upper management and I was looking at the account wrong. I do apologize, but yes, ma'am, you were only shipped one, so you were only charged for one watch.
Okay, but I was going to say I've got a $64.97 charge and a $69.97 charge.
Right, and that's what we're going to do for you. So one of the charges is going to come back in full. She's working on your account right now, and I'll let you know exactly how much the refund is for, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on just a moment for me.
Yep, thank you.
Ms. Patricia, with that order, did you get a watch and a pair of earbuds?
Yes, I did.
Oh. Okay, so taking a look at the account, that's what the other charge was for. It wasn't for a second watch, it was for a pair. It was for the earbuds.
Okay. I didn't realize that when that it was that much for the earbuds, because, you know, they said like they were the one that I just had to pay shipping. They didn't say anything about, you know, the extra cost afterwards.
Well, we definitely understand, and I apologize about the misconfusion. So what I can do is I can get you a 50% refund off of both of those products.
That would be great.
Okay. Give me just a moment. Let me get that together. Give me just a moment so we can go ahead and process the refund. So for $64.97, you're going to get a total of $32.49.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and process that one first for you. $32.49. And then for the total, for the charge of $69.97, you're going to get a total of $34.99 back.
Okay.
Give me just a moment. I'm going to get both of those processed for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry about the misinformation. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay, $64.97, $32.49, $64.97, and then $69.97. 34.99. Okay, Ms. Patricia, I have both of those refunds processed into your account. You won't receive any other charges. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
It's going to be C as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
68088.
Okay, 68088.
68088.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Now, due to the banks just now back opening after the holiday Memorial Day yesterday, I would say give it at least 3 to 5 business days for you to see those refunds credited back to your account, okay?
Yeah, because they're still pending. They haven't actually been drawn out of the account yet.
All right, Ms. Patricia, I have you all notated. You'll get that refund. If you don't get that refund within 3 to 5 business days, please give us a call back, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.